My name is Taco. I want to say shout out to all the raccoons on campus. You're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM on Burnaby.
Well, this here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids' tunes. Nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yes, Cheese Please.
Cheese Please. In color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Hey, how you doing? It's another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And that, of course, makes me Daffodil.
And anytime I hear Moondog's delightful theme, it can only mean one thing. We're on the air for a half an hour bringing you wonderful cheese. What is cheese, you ask?
It's the wacky, the warped, and the weird every week.
Yes, but what is cheesy music, Daffodil? Have we ever told anyone that?
Cheesy music is what you think it is.
Well, that's very helpful, but could you elaborate a little bit?
It's just the things that are wrong in the world of music.
So bad, it's good, right?
Exactly.
As a matter of fact, we're focusing on the Globetrotter cartoon that you didn't know existed.
Unless you're of a certain age.
In 1970-71, it was on the air, and hey, they put out an album all about the Harlem Globetrotters cartoon. We're going to play that a little later on. On top of that,
an indigenous musical group
who gets a little crazy with SpongeBob SquarePants a little later on. That's why we want to play that. But we're starting off with George Wright at the Conn Electric Organ. Yeah, I know. And Rag and the Scale coming up shortly. But we're starting off with Aunt Blanche's Boogie. Really?
Really?
On?
Cheese Please.
Thank you. music that gets you in the mood to do absolutely nothing. Well, maybe throw up. Cheese, please.
With George Wright, Rag in the Scale, apparently. And before that, he did Aunt Blanche's Boogie on the Con Electric Organ on the show this week. Man, Daffodil, I remember back in the 1970s when I was a little snarf and I grew up in, and if your family made it, you know, if they had a lot of money back in the 70s, they would actually have one of these delightful little organs that family and friends would gather around in their living room, wherever, basement, garage, and actually start playing in that lovely little sound.
And sing.
And sing, yes, that's right. These days, you're lucky to see one at a thrift store for $5, you know. It's just, the times have changed.
That's how it works.
Yes, but we like to remember those days every so often on the show. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are definitely listening to Cheese Please.
The Wacky, Warped, and Weird every week as we move on to an album I found at a not-so-thrift store. I got $5 for it. I paid $5 for it. Music from the Globetrotters cartoon from 1970 to 71. There was a cartoon I didn't even know about until I found this album.
Well, it was 1970 to 71 on Saturday morning on CBS.
Okay.
And then they repeated them all in 1973 on CBS Sunday morning.
Okay.
And then in 1976, they get rerun again on NBC.
Wow, they got around. So
yes.
They didn't die off into their forever land.
But it was the same, not 22 episodes, over and over and over and over.
Oh.
They didn't make more.
Yes, but they didn't die into Neverland after
for quite
a
while.
After the first time.
Yeah, the series basically was the formula.
Okay.
Team travels somewhere.
Yeah.
They get involved in some kind of a local conflict.
Ah.
Leads to one of the Globetrotters proposing that we use a basketball game to settle the issue.
Oh, I could see that coming a mile
in
away.
In every game, the villains try to rig the contest.
Yes.
So in the first half, they're down by a whole bunch. But
yeah.
Before the second half of the contest, the team always finds a way to even the odds, becoming all but invincible and winning the game.
Wow, that sounds like Star Trek. Just when you think they're going to die or something, they always bounce back.
And the album was released in 1970.
Sure.
And featured tunes that were actually heard during episodes, mostly during the basketball sequences.
Ah, that's where they put them in.
Yes.
Okay.
Don Kirshner served as music supervisor.
Okay.
There were two singles that were generated from this one-time release.
Sure.
A cover of Neil Sedaka tune, Rainy Day Bells.
Okay.
And three non-album singles also came out that weren't part of this album, I don't think.
Oh, darn. Well, we're going to play three songs from it.
I'm going to tell you one more thing, though.
Okay.
Only one Globetrotter was actually involved in the recording of the record.
Oh, really?
He provided background vocals to some of the tracks.
I feel gypped now.
And that was Meadowlark Lemon.
cool for Meadowlark. I still feel gypped, though. He was the only one.
Oh, well, we're going
to play the songs anyway. We got Cheer Me Up by the Globetrotters coming up shortly. Shortly sooner, we have Bouncing All Over the World by the Globetrotters. But hey, we're going to start off with what other perfect way to start it than Globetrotting right here on?
Definitely It's Cheese, Please.
Thank you.
Please, with the Globetrotters bouncing all over the world, a little bit of the Jackson 5 flavor in there.
Which
in
makes
the
sense.
Melody.
Well, which makes sense.
Well, 1970, Jackson 5 were big back then. It just got that feel. And before that, Globetrotting by the Globetrotters. On the show this week as we profile music from the Globetrotters cartoon that came out in 1970 on CBS and jumped a few networks throughout the 70s, to be reminded. I think it actually is on YouTube, Daffodil.
That would not surprise me.
It's on YouTube. I think it was put out by Filmways or Hanna-Barbera Animation back then. Yes, this was, well, yeah, it's a cartoon, right? It was animation, also known as cartoon.
Yes, and you know what else?
What?
It also has a place in history because it was the first Saturday morning cartoon to feature predominantly an African-American cast.
Really? What about the Jackson 5? They must have, the Jackson 5 cartoon may have come a few years after that.
That's a possibility.
Anyway, we're going to play one more song from the Jackson, no.
From the Globetrotters.
Cartoon and...
Cheer Me Up.
Right on.
Cheese, please.
With the Globetrotters from the Globetrotters cartoon and Cheer Me Up. I want that to be my clock radio alarm when I set it off in the morning. What do you think?
No.
Why not?
Because it just doesn't... No. You're not a morning person.
Something
like that will just make it worse.
I know, but I need something to kick me started in the morning. That'll cheer me up, you say? Yes, that would.
All right, I'll make that happen then.
You realize I was kidding, right?
No. I take everything you say seriously. Every word that comes out of your mouth is a serious word.
Well, take this serious. Of all the music associated with the Globetrotters, probably the most famous one isn't even on the album. It was the theme for the Harlem Globetrotters. Sweet Georgia Brown by Brother Bones and His Shadows.
I don't think they played it during the cartoons.
No, but they played it at the
courts. Every game.
You heard it everywhere. It was recorded in 1925. It's been the Harlem Globetrotters theme for upwards of 70 years. Wow. We should have played that, but it's not cheesy enough.
No, it's not.
Anyway, my name is Snarftoon.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, and we are moving on to this.
Now for for something completely different. It's Keys Please's music we can't do anything else with. It's the Keys Please.
Why would you want to play that?
And I can answer that. It's fun. It
That's
really is.
All we ever want, really.
A Native American group.
The Black Lodge Singers.
Yes. Decided to do a bit of a chant and mix in SpongeBob SquarePants.
It's probably part of one of their two albums they did of powwow songs for children.
That's because it is part of the powwow songs for children album. So let's play it. SpongeBob SquarePants on...
Cheese, please.
Hello.
Hello.
Please, with the Black Lodge Singers and SpongeBob SquarePants.
Which was awesome.
It's not something I would expect them to say. That's all I get to say to that. But, you know, it kind of sticks in your head.
And it works.
Maybe you can put that in my clock radio to wake up in the morning.
That's a much better wake-up song for you.
I was just thinking, you have some information about the Black Lodge Singers, though.
Yes, actually, they've been nominated for a Grammy Award on 7 occasions.
Wow.
And they are awesome.
I'm a little bit humbled. They're nominated for a Grammy. They're on our show. Wow.
We've had many Grammy-nominated people end up on our show. Yeah, it's not uncommon.
I suppose. But, you know, I just, blank mind. I don't think of previous shows when I record the show, you know.
And I will tell you the leader of the group is Kenny Scabbyrow.
Okay.
Of the Blackfeet Nation.
Right.
And most of the singers who are involved in the albums are some of his 12 sons.
Wow. Cool. And that's going to bug me for, I don't know, 3 or 4 days going around in my head. It's one of those earworms.
Nothing wrong with a good earworm.
My name is Snarf Dude.
And my name is Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird, also known as the tornado on the radio.
Yes, which is about to wind down, and all the meteorologists can say, hey, that's okay. You're safe. Not much damage has been made, except to those ears listening on the radio.
Yes, go do it.
Yes. Yeah. I forgot about that. I get so much into it. Yes. Okay. That's good.
What's in there?
What's Bronze ears looking like right about now?
I have my hands over his ears.
Oh, good.
I do that every time because you make so much noise when you do that.
I'm sorry. I don't want to upset my dog. Anyway, we're ending off the show this week with Wendell Hall and the Red-Headed Music Maker. All the way back from 1924. It's Coming Forward to play right here on...
Cheese, Please.
Until next week, folks.
Have fun. Stay cheesy.
I'm just a red-headed music maker. I'll come from Dixieland. I'm always writing songs all day long, singing them to beat the band. I'm always playing on some jazz contraption. I'm making music just for satisfaction. I'm happy, always glad. Ain't never worried, never sad. So, hello folks, I'm just a red-headed music maker. I come from Dixieland. But I've got those singing songs all day long blue. I'm just a red-headed music maker. I come from Dixieland. But I got those singing songs all day long blue. Boom, boom, last night I heard a red-hot band. Boom, boom, they had a hot dog trombone man. He played a tune called the Red Hot Blues. He made that slippery slide just right, but when he made it laugh, doggone, I thought I'd die. I got a feeling, I said a feeling, that's called a red hot blues. It came a stealing, I said a stealing, got in my dancing shoes. My soul is jiggling, I get a giggling, I'm just a wiggling fool, yeah, red hot. I got a feeling, I said a feeling, that's called a red hot blues. It's called a red hot blues. I got a feeling, yeah, I said a feeling, boy, it's called a red hot blues. It came a stealing, I said a stealing, got in my dancing shoes. My dogs are fretting, they need their petting. No, that music's getting cruel. I got a feeling, yeah, I've had a feeling. That's called a red hot blues. That's called a red hot blues. Yes, folks, I'm just a red-headed music maker. I come from Dixieland. But I got those singing songs all day long blue.
Cheese Please, your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.
You are now tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Want to know more about the channel? Find us online at cjsf.ca.